Thanks, Keith.
I really got the racing bug. I love the industry. All it takes is a few mornings out there watching them train at Keeneland. You sit there drinking your coffee and watching the horses train, and you're hooked.
That's the director of Ag Equine Programs at the University of Kentucky, Mick Peterson, talking about his love for the thoroughbred industry. Peterson originally thought he was headed to a career as an engineer in the automotive or aerospace industries, but things changed in his first faculty position at Colorado State University.
I got started working with equine orthopedic surgeon Wayne McElroy there. We were looking at imaging methods for exercise-induced arthrosis. That's how I originally got involved, from an ultrasound imaging standpoint.
Today, more than 20 years later, Peterson is considered one of the world's foremost experts on horse racing track surfaces, be they dirt, turf, or synthetic.
A huge increase in number of starts on turf. This year, it'll be almost 25% of the thoroughbred starts will be on turf. We're trying to make the dirt and turf as safe and reduce the catastrophic injuries so that they're as low as they are on the synthetic. We have to pay attention to the training. We have to pay attention to the surfaces they're training on. We have to pay attention to everything that's done to manage their health and welfare.
A part of UK's College of Agriculture, Food and Environment, Ag Equine Programs prepare students for careers in the equine science aspect, the economic aspect, and the communications aspect of the horse industry.
The opportunities are unbelievable for the students. They're tied to the center of the world for the equine industry right here in central Kentucky.
Recently, UK celebrated the 30th anniversary of the renowned Gluck Equine Research Center and the work of its scientists and staff.
Gluck's very unique because it's focused on disease of the horse. You're looking at everything from parasitologists to geneticists. The one common theme is they're all working on the health of the horse and the longevity of the horse and the performance of the horse and supporting the reproduction that's so critical in central Kentucky.
Peterson believes the future is bright for UK Ag Equine Programs and the thoroughbred industry.
The way we engage new people in the sport and tie them to the sport is going to be involving them with the horse and understanding the opportunities for animal welfare and the excitement of racing.
We invite you to visit uky.edu. There you can find our UK Now news page, as well as how to engage with us on social media via Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Seeing Blue, I'm Carl Nathy with UK at the Half.